بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. إن شاء الله tonight's recitation will be the 25th juz of the Quran. Right, inshallah, tonight's recitation will be the 25th juz of the Quran. We'll start off with Surah Hamim al-Sajda, Surah Fussila. Right, it will be the end part of Surah Hamim al-Sajda, Surah Fussila. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the recitation begins with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that the knowledge of Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala alone has the knowledge of Qiyamah. When it will happen and the exact, order of things that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah ta'ala alone. That is the first thing. The second thing Allah ta'ala says, and this is a very difficult pill for you and I to swallow. Understandably so as well. Allah ta'ala says, Allah alone knows what the womb carries to term and what the womb expels before its term as well. The miscarriage, it's unfortunately a fact of life. If I remember correctly, I think 70% of pregnancies end up in miscarriages. The number is actually phenomenally insane. Allah Ta'ala alone knows why. Allah Ta'ala alone knows who will carry. Allah Ta'ala alone knows who will not carry. Later on in the surah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala also says, Allah Ta'ala knows who will have a boy and Allah Ta'ala knows who will have a girl. Alhamdulillah, from our community, this notion is slowly getting out. Well, you know what? If it is a girl, then as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the 14th juz of the Quran, يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ. When a man or when the family is given glad tidings of a girl, then it is as though Qiyamah has come upon them. Why is it a girl? And then it will later be mentioned as well. Alhamdulillah, I would say 97% it's wiped out from our Muslim Asian community. 97%. That 3% is still there. Whether it's spoken about outright or not, that's a different story. But is it still there? Even in practicing families? Yes, it is. In this country as well? Yes, it is, unfortunately. Anyway, that is the crux of tonight's recitation of Surah Hamim, Sajda, Surah Fussila. After that is Surah Ash-Shura. Ash-Shura means a mutual consultation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. One of the unique things about Muslims is the fact that they consult one another. This is a praiseworthy quality. If you look in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was receiving wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran was being revealed directly unto Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Despite that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would consult the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. The Battle of Ahzab, it was consultation. Salman al-Farisi radiyallahu anhu said, "Let's dig a trench." He was not a Persian, he was not an Arab. Leave alone, he was not from an esteemed tribe or family. Despite that, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum took his consultation. When he came to Uhud, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the consultation of the younger Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We need to bring consultation back into our lives. Unfortunately, the seniors don't want to listen to the juniors because we know better. And the juniors don't want to listen to the seniors because they feel they know better. And meanwhile, both of us are idiots. Both of us just know about how to pass by in life. Yet we feel we all know everything. It is ego. In a house, the reason why majority of the marriages are on brinks is because the husband does not consult with the wife and the wife does not consult with the husband. Learn to consult with one another. Allah Ta'ala is saying it's a very praiseworthy quality. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. The matters which come about, they consult amongst themselves and then they make a decision. That is Surah Ash-Shura. After that, we come on to Surah Az-Zukhruf. Az-Zukhruf refers to ornaments, golden ornaments, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks a lot about the Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about the Qawm of Musa alayhi salam. And also the famous dua, which we normally term as the dua of Safar, Subhana alladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. It comes into this surah as well. After that, you have Surah Ad-Dukhan. Ad-Dukhan refers to smoke. One of two opinions are given. There was a time when there was such a severe drought in Makkah Mukarramah that people began to see, you know, their vision was blurred, hazy vision. You know, when you're really hungry, when you're really out of it, you can't, the vision is blurry. It could refer to that, or it could refer to ad-dukhan, the smoke that will appear, signaling the beginning of Qiyamah. Right, you know, the right towards the end of the times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the only other surah in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Laylatul Qadr, right in the beginning, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubaraka. We have revealed the Quran, this Quran in a very blessed night. Fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. In this night, all the affairs of this dunya are normally set out. Then after that, you have Surah Jathiyah. Al-Jathiyah refers to kneeling. It refers to Yawmul Qiyamah, where each and every one of us, Yawma tara kulla ummatin jathiyah. Kulla ummatin tud'a ila kitabiha. You will see every nation kneeling in front of Allah. Every nation will be brought towards their, either kitab could mean the imam, or the actions, what they have committed, what they have done. And then they'll be tested and they'll be rewarded or punished according to that. Anyway, it is Thursday night. Tomorrow is, well, it's Jum'ah already. Don't forget increasing salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Dukhan. Alhamdulillah, our Imam Sahib, one of the Hufadh, will read it tonight already, so Surah Dukhan is done for y'all, right? But Surah Sajdah, inshallah, come for Fajr Salah, you get your Surah Sajdah as well. That means you have to come for Fajr Salah, you know. Just because the other day we reminded everyone, so mashallah, masjid was full. Yesterday I came a bit late and then masjid is not full. Allah kabanda, no one has to remind you to come for Fajr Salah. Taraweeh is not important. Taraweeh is not important. Eid Salah is worthless. What is important is Fajr with Jama'ah. What is important is Isha with Jama'ah. No one needs to tell you and I that. You can line up for 55 Jama'ats. You know, some masjids, they have 7 Jama'ats for Eid Salah. And all 7 of them are full. You go for Isha in Ramadan as well, it's empty. Make it make sense. That's called priorities. We have 0 priorities, unfortunately. Anyway, bugger that. Salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah Al-Kahf, Yasin, etc. It is the last Jum'ah of the month of Ramadan. Make the most of it. You can sit and cry after Ramadan. You know Ramadan went so fast. But when you have the opportunity, you don't want to take it. فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. You cannot blame anyone but yourself. I speak for myself here, not for anyone else. Right, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah grant us tawfiq. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله استوى اعتدلوا يرحمكم الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها ولا قل لو كان البحر مدادا بي لنفد كلمتي قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما، قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة، والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.